You are listening to This Is My IBM podcast. Hear from the creative minds behind IBM. Discover how they turn ideas into action. What inspires them? What has surprised them? And what they mean when they say, this is my IBM.
Hi, Tara. It's lovely to talk to you again. Could you tell me a bit more about your role at IBM at the
Yeah, lovely to be here. Thank you. So I'm a business analyst at the moment, which kind of basically means that I bridge the gap between the technical and the business side and just capture the requirements.
Great. And when did you join IBM? How long have you been here? What led you to be here?
Yeah, so I joined IBM in July 2019, so nearly coming up to 3 years now, but it's flown by. And the reason why I came actually is I did an apprenticeship at a solicitor firm and it just wasn't the right culture. It wasn't the right environment. And I was just ready to work, you know, with like industry leads and work on exciting projects. So that's why I applied to IBM.
And you mentioned apprenticeships. What was it that attracted you to do an apprenticeship?
Yeah, so it's the fact that obviously you grow your network, you meet incredible individuals, you work on projects that have like incredible names and companies that you'd never think that you could work with. And in such a short period of time, I've already worked on so many projects with like big companies, and it's just a bit insane. And of course, now I'm doing my degree and I don't have any student debt and it's incredible. And you know, 3 years down the line, had if I just gone to uni, I'd have been applying for a role and I'd have just had the degree, but now I've got the experience and qualifications as well, so it's great.
Fantastic. So I know you've had some fantastic success recently with external awards, including the Apprentice of the Year at the Target Jobs Awards, so congratulations for that. What kind of roles and opportunities have you done at IBM that you think make you stand out above your peers?
I think everybody at IBM's incredible. When you meet other really professionals, you're like, okay, I can see why everyone's here. Like, you're all amazing. When I first started, I started on a life sciences project, and I worked really closely with IX on that as well. So it was like a learning project at the same time. And within, I think, the first 2 weeks of joining after my induction, we were in front of CEOs. We were in front of the CEO of kind of the life science company who'd flown out all the way from America, because the first time we did it, he heard how amazing it was and was like, I want to come see them. We were, you know, presented in front of executive stakeholders within IBM so early on. And then from there, I've been doing like all sorts of roles. I've been a defect manager on a test account, which was incredible, because as an early professional, you don't think you're going to have those types of responsibilities, and you do. I've done Scrum Master roles before within kind of the public sector. I've done business analyst roles and project management roles. And it's just, you know, you learn so much in such a short period of time, and you work with so many people in companies as well. So yeah, it's been
Wow. It sounds like you've packed a lot in, and yeah. In tandem, you've also progressed with your apprenticeship qualifications.
Yeah.
How has that been going? What have you achieved there?
Yeah, so everything that I've done has played really nicely into my apprenticeship. So the first apprenticeship that I did was the Level 4 Business Management, Junior Management Consultancy pathway. And I passed that with a distinction. And from there, I've now started the Level 6 Chartered Business Management. And it's a degree equivalent, and we go to uni, so that's at Manchester Metropolitan, and it's incredible. Everything we do counts towards it, and yeah, it's amazing.
it sounds amazing, and it's a lot that you can achieve in a short space of time. I mean, is there a particular project out of all of those that stands out as your favourite so far?
Yeah, so I think anything kind of BAME related, ethnic minority related, super close to my heart. So I was lucky enough to work on an account with the Shuri Network. So it was a really exciting project. I was the only IBMer on it as well. So as an early professional, sometimes you don't think you'd get that kind of responsibility, but it was amazing. And we created the shadowing program that they have now, and it's used for the NHS Stand Against Racism initiative now as well. So yeah.
So I know you know, in your short time, or relatively short time you've been at IBM, what's the biggest challenge you think you've faced so far, and how did you overcome it?
Yeah, I think it's just the fact that there's so much to get involved with. It's so exciting, you know, there's so many different business resource groups, there's so much going on all the time, and it can be hard to say no because you always want to take so much on. And I have a mentor that's like, always say yes to opportunities, which is great. And I think just, you know, being able to network and have those mentors and people that have the experience to be able to tell you, you know what, Tara, if you're going to take something else on, I've got a mentor that's like, if you take something on, you have to let something else go. And if you're not ready to let something else go, then don't take something else on. So,
yeah. Prioritising.
Exactly.
Definitely key. And is there something that's been the most surprising? Something that's surprised you the most about IBM?
Yeah, so I already have experience of like a previous apprenticeship. So, and sometimes when you talk about apprenticeships as well, people automatically assume you're making teas and coffees, and I'm not very good at that. And it was when you first start and you're like, wait, you join a team and you think people are going to view me as an early professional and they're probably not going to take me very seriously. But it's the fact that, you know, what you have to say really is valuable, and it's, you know, it's, you're made to talk and you're listened to and you're valued, and it's incredible. From like day one, you are an IBMer regardless of what scheme you're on. Nobody cares what scheme you're on. They're just happy that you're there and happy that you've got a voice.
And that is so lovely to hear. And I guess on this journey, you must have learned quite a lot about yourself along the way. Anything you care to share?
Yeah, I mean, I've learned so much about myself. It's been nearly 3 years now, and IBM has been such an pivotal moment of my early professional career, and it's just been incredible. I've learned, you know, about my personality type and about, you know, the ways to utilize my strengths, and yeah, it's been incredible.
So it sounds like you're incredibly busy, and I'm wondering if you have any other spare time, but as well as your day job, are there any other initiatives within IBM that you're involved in?
Yeah, so my main one is being the Early Professional Embrace Leads, and that's all about attracting, retaining, basically BAME talent, and it's been incredible, the kind of work that we've done. I'd say external to that as well, so attached to that, something that IBM actually got me involved with, James Stewart to be specific, got me involved with, was the Northwest Business Leadership Team. So it's basically a group of all of the leaders from the Northwest businesses in the Northwest, and it's basically part of their diversity drivers group, so it's fantastic to be a part of that. And I'm also part of the BAME Apprentice board as well, which is external to IBM.
Incredible, all of these things you're squeezing in. I know we always say that imagination and creativity are really important at IBM. So can you think of the last time where you use your creativity to inspire?
Yeah, I definitely say passion is really important as well, and that's something that I see within all IBMers. And recently, as EP Embrace Lead, we've been working with BCS on the new T-level scheme. So it's been incredible to actually create materials for the next generation, and, you know, to be able to use our experience to help others.
So do you have somebody who inspires you with all the work you're doing?
Definitely. I'd say my parents 100% inspire me with everything that I do. They instilled like hard work into me at a very young age, and just seeing how much they've achieved has just been a massive push for me as well.
And Kate, could you share maybe what the most exciting thing is you think is happening in your life right now?
Exciting, stressful. I've just purchased my first house.
Wow.
Which is super exciting. Yeah. All on my own.
All on your own. Are you waiting for the keys, or are you already
waiting
in?
For the keys? Wow. Yeah, okay. Just, you know, ask me in a week, hopefully. Fingers crossed. I've been saying that for a few months now, but
it's definitely exciting. Definitely, yeah. Exciting. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Just a final question, really. Do you have any advice for anybody considering an apprenticeship?
Yeah, do it. That's my advice. You know, my parents, I'm Middle Eastern, my parents were very much set on, Tara, you're going to become a pharmacist or a doctor, grab that doctor title and run with it. And it's like, my parents couldn't be more proud of me now. Like, my dad comments on my LinkedIn posts, and it's incredible. I mean, what have you really got to lose? You're growing a network, you're working with industry leads, you're missing out on the student debt, and, you know, you gain so much experience and extra qualifications at the same time. So, yeah, do it.
So, finally, as part of these this podcast series, then we like to give those we're speaking to the opportunity to ask the next person a question. So the question that we have to ask you is, if you weren't working for IBM as a technologist or a consultant, then what career would you have pursued?
Yeah. I'd have probably followed on with kind of, you know, what my parents had always had in mind, and that would have been the pharmacy route. Back at school, if you'd have asked me, I could have told you the course and the course code and, you know, exactly what it is that I wanted to do. So that's probably the one I would have wanted to go down, because I just like the idea of helping people and being in that kind of place, which is still really similar to what I'm doing now. It's helping people. I've worked with NHS before, so still really exciting. So yeah, probably pharmacy.
And obviously you then get the opportunity to ask the next person a question. So do you have something that you would like to ask?
Yeah, I apologise in advance. So it would be, if you had a superpower, what would it be and why? But an exciting answer, you know.
Okay, we want exciting answers. Answers only.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's lovely to speak to you today. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode of This Is My IBM. Join us again to find out who the next IBMer is in our series and how they turn ideas into action and what they mean when they say, this is my IBM.